Okay, we're in the middle of Simon Tov Yud Ches Seif Beis, page Reish Pei Ches. But you know, before we do that, I want to do with you. I didn't do the dirshus from yesterday, so let's do the dirshus 1 and 2. We only did yesterday number 3. Everything over here is extremely interesting. Let's go back to number 1. Number 1's the Af Belel, on page Reish Pei Beis. The page Reish Pei Beis on the right side. Number 1. The question over here is, are you allowed to fast? Are you allowed to fast? So the first halacha we learned yesterday was, you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh also betaynis. So now the question is, okay, you can't fast by day. Are you allowed to fast at night? So it says, if you apple Rosh Chodesh, even at night, mevur le'el she'asu l'sanes, l'chin kos ha'sham sha'af mishem l'sane be'er Rosh Chodesh. Anyone that fasts, you're not allowed to fast Rosh Chodesh at night. Just like you're not allowed to fast by day, don't fast at night. You have to eat supper. So the question then is, what about a person who fasts Erev Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur Katan? Many people did not do Yom Kippur Katan yesterday because it's Tishrei. Yes. We learned two different opinions. Do you say Tachnan? You don't say Tachnan. It's interesting because the shul that they always have a separate minyan for Yom Kippur Katan, where I frequent, they have a regular minyan for Mincha. And those who want to daven Yom Kippur Katan, they have a separate mincha. And that shul, they do say Tachnan. They do say Tachnan after Ishrichak. And yet yesterday, there was no minyan for Yom Kippur Katan. So, and we learned in the Deir shul that it's totally Zebezeh. If you say Tachnan at the end of Tishrei, go right ahead. There's no reason why you can't have a Yom Kippur Katan. But I don't know, for some reason they didn't. Maybe they don't have enough demand, they don't have enough crowd. Maybe they feel that it's right after Yom Kippur. What?
They normally.
No, they don't, the people there know. They just say the Nusach after the Shemona Esrei. They don't fast, not that I know of. No. Maybe once in a while they fast. If you have 10 people fasting, you can lay in Vayichal. You take out a Sefer Torah, lay in Vayichal, you say Anenu. Like we learned all the different rules, but most people who do have Yom Kippur Katan, they do not. Are you aware of Yom Kippur Katan yesterday?
No, not yesterday.
Why not?
Because we just had Yom Kippur 3 weeks ago.
So,
because I think that because the Tishrei, since you're so close to the real Yom Kippur, that we don't do it again.
Okay, but we learned in the Deir Shul that there are 2 minhagim, and the minhagim only depends on Tachnon.
But that's not true, because in a regular Erev Rosh Chodesh, we don't say Tachna by Mincha anyway. And a matter of fact, if you look at the Nusach for Yom Kippur Katan, it has the different times, the ways that you say certain Kapitlach Tehillim, based on whether you're going to say Tachna that day or not. If Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos or Sunday, and Yom Kippur Katan is on Thursday, you say it in one way, because you do say Tachna. But if Rosh Chodesh is, if it's Erev Rosh Chodesh, then you don't
say. He's not talking about that. He's talking about the Tachna.
Are they days of?
I understand that, but I'm saying it makes no difference.
Erev Rosh Chodesh, you only don't say Tachnun by Mincha, but the day in the morning is.
But you don't say Yom Kippur Katan in the morning. You only say it.
I know, but it's a different type of day. When you're not saying Tachnun in the morning, that means that the whole day is a different type of day. When you're not saying Tachnun by Mincha, it's because really today is the day you say Tachnun. It just happens that in a few minutes it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. So already the Ha'orah, the Ruach of the day already is upon us a little bit, but it's not because the day itself is significant.
But the Ruach is there, and it has.
But it doesn't matter. That's the whole purpose. When the Ruach is there, but it's Erev Rosh Chodesh. Erev Rosh Chodesh is the day of the last day of the month. So you say, okay, I'm just pointing out. You're right. Very good. There are other reasons, other considerations. It's 3 weeks since Yom Kippur. You don't have to say Yom Kippur. Let me tell you a very nice idea I saw from the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim gave him a very beautiful mashal. He was once running on a train. By Shahoya. He was once traveling from Radin to Warsaw. And he got on a train. Not everyone on the train was religious. And Chofetz Chaim liked to travel with religious people to talk and learning and have what to talk about. And he comes on the train, and who does he see? He sees a Talmud Chacham with Sfarim, and he was, good mazel. I have here a person to talk to, converse with, to Warsaw. Very good. And he asked them, where are you going? I'm going to Warsaw. Wonderful. So they start traveling, and then the train pulls in after a period of time into the next station, and this person packs up his bags and gets off the train. Why are you leaving? You told me you're going to Warsaw. Why? So he said, I'll tell you the truth, I'm going to Warsaw, but I cannot afford a ticket, a one-stop ticket, all the way to the very end. I only could afford a ticket until the next station. So what I do is, I go as far as I have enough money for, I get off, I have my wares with me, all the different things that I sell, I'm a peddler, I go into that town, I sell my wares, and I have enough money, I then buy another ticket, and I go to the next station, I get it from the next station, and I sell my wares, and I keep on doing that until I finally make it to my ultimate destination of Warsaw. You, the Chofetz Chaim, you're a gevir. You're able to go buy a one-stop ticket from where you are all the way to Warsaw. So fine, Chofetz Chaim, he comes to Warsaw, and he then wants to daven. He wants to daven. It was Erev Rosh Chodesh, and he wants to daven Yom Kippur Katan. So he looks around. He can't find the minyan. Finally, comes into the Hasidim from the Iri MS, and he figures here for sure in Ger for sure they'll daven Yom Kippur Katan, and he's shocked. They tell him, "No, we're not davening Yom Kippur Katan. The Rebbe doesn't do it. The Rebbe doesn't do it. We're not going to do it. We're Talmidim. We're Hasidim of the Iri MS. He's not doing it. We're not going to do it." So he tells him, "You're making a big mistake. I just had this experience of going on the train. I bought a one-stop ticket, and my friend only was able to buy a ticket for each into each town. The Rebbe is like the Gevir who can buy a one-way ticket. He bought Yom Kippur. He has one Yom Kippur. That one Yom Kippur keeps him going all the way until the next Yom Kippur. But the average person in Ruchnius is a poor man. You need only your Yom Kippur only can take you that far." And you have to renew yourself every station. So each Rosh Chodesh is like a new station. You have to get out and do Yom Kippur all over again in order to recharge your batteries to get to the next station. So he told them that you're making the mistake, you should have Yom Kippur Katan every Rosh Chodesh. That's the Moshe of the Chofetz Chaim. Okay, let's go further in the Deir issue number one. So now we discuss the issue of, are you allowed to fast at night? So it says over here, the Avodah Rosh Chodesh Shemavu Leil She'osor Lisanos. You're not allowed to fast at night. Therefore, we have a problem. If a person has observed the tightness of Yom Kippur Katan, so the fast ends when it gets dark. So when it gets dark, let's say it's 45 minutes after Shekhinah, let's say it's 50 minutes, let's say it's 60, so you're already beginning to fast. It's nighttime when you're fasting. So therefore, the Mishnah is to be very careful to break your fast as early as possible. If you stop your fasting and it's not Rosh Chodesh, person, let's say it's Asar B'Teves, it's winter and the fast over at 5:30, and you're stuck at work, and you don't have what to eat, and until you get home, it'll be 7 o'clock, and you're not so hungry. Once you made it to 5:30, you already knew you'll make it to 7 o'clock until you get home from work. Okay? So no harm done. What harm was done? Fast was over. You continued fasting for another hour and a half. But if that night is Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to wait. You're not allowed to wait and continue fasting until you get home. You have to break your fast as soon as possible because you're being mezalzel in the kedusha of Rosh Chodesh by not eating at night. You do fast Yom Kippur Katan and you fast all the way to Tzachavim. You must eat miyod immediately You must break the fast immediately. Okay, next issue. What about a yard site? Let's say a person has a minute to fast on the yard site. And the yard site is, in his family, for the grandfather and for this one and that one, in the family, they all fast on the yard sites. And one of the yard sites is Rosh Chodesh. So what does he do? So it's machlekes the mechaber and the Ramah what you do. Everyone agrees you don't fast on Rosh Chodesh. The issue is, are you mashlan? Do you fast the next day? Doesn't say before. You can't. You're not makdim matinus. Tainus. Only time you makdim matinus is by Tainus Esther, because it's different. But generally, it's you push off. You don't bring paranis upon yourself early. So what do you do? Rosh Chodesh. Machaber says to fast the next day. The Ramah says you should not have to fast at all. You're exempt. Yard side is on a day of Rosh Chodesh, so there's no fasting period. Now, the Chosin the Kala, Shem Chupasim Chal B'Rosh Chodesh, Chosin Kala should fast. What happens if they're getting married on Rosh Chodesh? So do they fast? Chosin the Kamon, Shelo Yisanu, you should not fast. Chutz, here is the exception, B'Rosh Chodesh Nisan V'Av, Shebohem Aleim L'Sas, we're going to see this in a few moments, that there are 2 months which are different. And those two months are Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Av. Why are they different? We'll see in a moment. Elosh Rosh Chodesh Av, so Chosn and Kala can fast and Rosh Chodesh Av and can fast and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Elosh Rosh Chodesh Av, Lechatila Inoisim Nashim, Lechatila person should not get married in Chodesh Av, obviously, because you don't get married during the 9 days and you don't get married during the 3 weeks. So it's not really Nogel Lechol Maisa. But let's say a person, for whatever reason, the caterer was giving a real good deal. Free wedding. And he asked the Rav. The Rav said, listen, it's a free wedding. So, getting a real good, I don't know, maybe you'll have a head to get married. So yeah, a person will head to get married, a person during Rosh Chodesh Av. And the question is, so then he can fast on Rosh Chodesh Av. Now, let's see the next one, number two. Now, why is Nisan and Av different than the other months? Number two, Ulusanis Rosh Chodesh Nisan V'Av Kosva Shuchnuch L'Kamon Sheyesh Mishoimer Sheroy Lusanis Bohem. These 2 months are exceptional. Why? Mishum Shabirosh Chodesh Nisan Mesu Bnei Aaron. Isn't that incredible? Bnei Aaron died how many years ago? More than 3,000 years ago. And Ad HaYom HaZeh, we should fast. We learned that on Yom Kippur. Misas Achrei Moed Shnei Bnei Aaron. Chazal tells anyone that cries over Bnei Aaron, Muftach, he will not cry over his own children. It's an incredible thing in that. So how could a person have such emotion to cry today, Halach from Tov Shanayim Gimel over Bnei Aaron? We have no hasag who they are. You can relate to them. Somehow we can. There is some nitzayis within us that we can relate to the Bnei Aaron Afil Bezman Hazeh, and we still mourn over them. It's an incredible thing. Why them more than others? But we do. And Rosh Chodesh Av, Aaron died. So these 2 months are months in which a person technically can fast. They are an exception to what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. In these months you don't fast. That you should not, if you do want to fast, but don't fast the entire day. Just fast for most of the day. Not everyone agrees that these 2 months are exceptional, even though Aaron died and Ben Aaron died. So therefore, some say you should fast. So machlokes ha'poskim what to do. The Mishnah Berurah says better to fast. If a person is not accustomed to fast, and now he has a tzara, and he wants to fast, also he's not allowed to. Why not? Mishum she'tamid noeg by iser tainus, because he's not accustomed. Since he's not accustomed to fasting, now is not the time to start. Okay, so that's what it says with regard to fasting on Rosh Chodesh at night and Chosn Kala Yortzeit. So a person does not mashlim, and it's an interesting idea to know that Rosh Chodesh Av, Rosh Chodesh Nisan are unique in that they are, it's a the day of Benisas Bnei Aaron, Benisas Aaron, and therefore some hold that one indeed can fast during these days. Let's now go to the next halacha, Seif base. In Goyzrin, Tainis, Alatzibor, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Upurim, V'Yimnischilu, but if they start a process, Shagazru, Lasanis, Kach, V'Kach, Yomim, V'Yischilu, Bohem, Koydim, Rosh Chodesh, Afilu, Yoim, Echad, Ein mafsikin u'mesanu mashlim. Bezdin does not goizer a series of fast days on Rosh Chodesh. I mean, not goizer, let's say there's a tzara, and they want to be going to Tainus. Everyone should fast, and it's Rosh Chodesh. You're not, Bezdin is not allowed to be Goyzer Tainus on Rosh Chodesh. However, let's say Bezdin made a time, was Goyzer, we're not going to fast one day, we're going to fast a series of days. Every Monday and Thursday for the next 10 weeks, we're in a lot of trouble. We have a lot of tzaras, and therefore we have to do something big. One day is not enough. Monday, Thursday for the next 10 weeks. And they Goyzer this edict, and they put up the big signs, the kol kari, all over the big billboards. And then, oy gvalt, they realize they made a big mistake. One of those Thursdays, Mondays and Thursdays, 2 weeks down the line, is Rosh Chodesh. They didn't look into the calendar. So what do? Then you fast. Since it's part of a series, and they started in a permissible fashion, Monday, Thursday, even though later on in the process, it was meant for a couple of weeks, one of those Monday Thursdays is Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah or Purim, even Chanukah and Purim. You must fast. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Gimel, Ein Goizrim, not Gimel, Sifkat and Gimel. Ein Goizrim, the Imam of Gazru. Let's say Bezin makes a Gzerah that we're going to fast Rosh Chodesh, only Rosh Chodesh, one shot deal on Rosh Chodesh. The yim avu v'gazru ain gezeira sam gezeira. It's meaningless. The ain tzach l'stana. It's a mistake. It's a toast l'chatchil me'ekara. You don't have to fast. Gimel v'im yischibul. Let's say they start going. Shegazru mid geshamim. Let's say there's a drought. Uchadoyme l'stana sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, to fast a series of days. Monday, Thursday, Monday. Bahab v'loy asko datayu shebecham. Realize that one of these days, Monday, Thursday, Wednesday, is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Yischil l'sanas chol gzeirasam b'diavad. It's chal me'achash leiratzu b'kivon lakol vata lino d'Rosh Chodesh. Since it was not their intent to be like Rosh Chodesh, they just were not aware that one of these days is Rosh Chodesh. So then the rule is that since they started beheter, they had no intent to go and like Rosh Chodesh. You must fast all 3 days. Umashlimim, and you must in that situation you fast the entire day Rosh Chodesh, like a regular time. Kibushar time is fuadin. The mechanical poor misane umashlimim kevon sheschil b'kvar l'sanas. They go there Monday, Thursday, and they don't realize that the last Monday, whatever the case is Chanukah or Purim, too big, you gotta fast. Because they did not have Kavanah to be Oiker Chanukah Purim. Their Kavanah was to fast a series of fast days. It just so happens that one of those fast days, Rosh Chodesh, you must fast. Even Chol HaMoed you have to fast if this is part of the series. That's only true in Eretz Yisrael. Because there, Bezdin has more authority. But in Chutz Li'aretz, Bezdin has the authority of a Yachid, Avol Ho'idna, the Tzibur, Avol Ho'idna, Tzibur Dinam Ki Yachid. And in Chutz Li'aretz, we don't give the Bezdin the Koyach of a Rabbim, or Mafsikin B'Rosh Chodesh, or Mashlimim L'Yoyim Acher. So he says an incredible important halacha, that if this would be true in Chutz Li'aretz, where Bezdin would issue a decree that for the next 10 Monday, Thursdays, you have to fast, and one of those Monday, Thursdays happens to be Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh, or Chol HaMoed, so you don't fast on that day. But instead, you fast the next day. So instead of Monday, Thursday, you'll fast Tuesday, Thursday, because the Koyach of Bezdin Chutz Li'aretz is not a koyach which has the status that it's etched in stone and it must be done. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Gimel Yachid Shekibel Olav Tainis, a Yachid which was Mekabel Tainis Kach V'Kach Yamim, he's going to fast for a number of days. Upaga Boy Rosh Chodesh, same idea. He's a Yachid. Same idea. Instead of the Bezdin issuing a decree that the tzibur must fast Monday, Thursday, let's say Yochid was mekabel upon himself that is going to fast Monday, Thursday, for a certain number of days, and he does not make a proper calculation, and he realizes one of these days is Shabbos, is Rosh Chodesh, or is Chanukah, Purim, or Chol HaMoed. Yochid shekibel olav v'tainis kachvach yam, and paga boy Rosh Chodesh, or shekibel olav l'stanis Rosh Chodesh, or he's mekabel by mistake mekabel to fast Rosh Chodesh. Im kibel b'loshen kabbalas tainis Ba'alma, if he accepted upon himself with just the standard Kabbalah, Einoi Tzarech HaTorah, he need not go to a Chacham to be Matineder, V'im Kibel Lo B'Loshen HaRei Olai, he used those two magic words, shulashay neder. If he's haredi makabel, he does harma makabel, then that's nothing. He does not need to fast that Monday, Thursday. He can fast the next day. Because he never meant to be oikir Rosh Chodesh. He's only a yachid. But let's say he says the words hare olai. That's a much more powerful expression. That's an expression of a neder. Then hare olai, shu losh a neder. Tzorich hataras chocham. The ayim biyordeya, simen reish tevav tevzdevzal. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, nam devav. Ay Rosh Chodesh, vzo einet tzoch lemad, vzo ve'ein. If he's Mekabal, I'm going to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Of course, that's nonsense. Because a Yachid is no better than the Tzibur. If the Tzibur was going to fast on Rosh Chodesh, we also would learn above that it's nonsense. Certainly, when a Yachid accepts upon himself to fast on Rosh Chodesh, it's nonsense. I feel like there's a Tzibur Lemahani. Oh, yeah, Mishum Sefer. The reason why we're saying that later on is because of Sefer. I feel like we want to get to the Chiddush of Yitzhak Re'olah. That's more severe than it will be Chal. Zion is if you just say I'm a kabel is not a strong expression. You do not need to go to a chacham, and automatically you're allowed to eat on the day of Rosh Chodesh. The davka b'tzibur, only a tzibur in Eretz Yisrael. The alima gizayrosam hechmiyub kibrozu al kach v'kach yamim shapaga b'chem Rosh Chodesh v'chanal. Kasha paiskim the ain tzach lefrei oisatanis. So here's an important halach. A yachid says I want to fast for the next 10 Monday Thursdays, and then he realizes that Thursday number 5 is Rosh Chodesh. So there's no question he does not have to fast on that Thursday because that is only Mekabel. Does he have to be Mashlem? Does he have to fast on Friday? We'll make up another day. So we learned above that if the tzibur in Chutz Liaret says everyone must fast, the Bez in the Chutz Liaret says everyone must fast for 10 Monday Thursdays, and one of those Monday Thursdays is Rosh Chodesh. So we learned above that the tzibur does not fast on that Monday Thursday, but fast is mashlem on another day, the Tuesday or Friday. But here, when it's a yachid and he says I want to fast for the next 10 Monday Thursdays, and one of those days is Rosh Chodesh, he does not have to be mashlem. He gets a day off. Kasra paiskim the ain't zach lefroya oisot haynis shloi cholol of klal. Venerally, the davka, it's only true davka kashakibul olav when he accepted upon himself haynis sheni v'chamishi shel kol hashana. When you don't specify a number, you just say every Monday and Thursday of the year, Monday, Thursday for the next 6 months, next 3 months. If he's a one of them himself for the next 10 Monday Thursdays, and one of them is Rosh Chodesh, then he must be mashlem that Rosh Chodesh which he is missing. Aval kashkibul of stam kavchach yamim lestam es ve'ira b'chem shabosa es ve'yam tovim Rosh Chodesh tzarch ledalgam uli hashlimam. He must make them up achar kach tocholoy hoyom yuchad b'mamaro l'Rosh Chodesh kol, because he never specified Rosh Chodesh at all. And he specified a number of days, and therefore those days must be made up. Now, let's say he says the word olai is much more severe, then he requires ataras chacham. When a person makes a vow, the vow is chal even on a dvar mitzvah. Umiyu. Muchach biyordeya sim resh tavav siv aleph demuchuv lishal al nidroi kedei shelo yisane. That you're not allowed to fast. In other words, you'll say, no, I don't care. I was makabel upon myself with the expression hare olai. I'm going to fast for the next 5 Monday Thursdays. And one of those Monday Thursdays is Rosh Chodesh. Being that you use the expression hare olai, you have no choice but to fast. So what do you need to do? You need now to go to the Chacham to mark the Neder. So the person says, you know what? I don't want to go to the Chacham. I don't care. I won't go to the Chacham. I'll fast. Since it was Chal, I will fast. You're not allowed to do that. You're mechuyev to go to the Chacham to be mata neder and not be mezalzel in the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. Miuk muchach to be ordea. The mechuyev l'shal al nedroi. Kedei shalo yisane. Ovor sham oy deposchem lo shbochem biyarm lo. ilu samta alibcha shayifku b'soch hazman hazeh ilu hayom lo hoyisinai there. The way the Bezin is matin is they have to find the Pesach. They must find an opening. Had you known such and such and such, would you have done this? So what is the opening? Very simple. They say, had you known that this and this day is a Shchodesh, would you have accepted upon yourself to fast on this day? And the person would certainly say, of course not. The halacha is you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. I would never have accepted upon myself such a type of fast. And that is the opening which Bezin uses to release him from his vow. U'matirim loy. Now let's see over here some dirshunim will end. Let's go back to the previous page. The previous page, we did number three. Let's go to... number five. What happens when the tzibur is fasting on Rosh Chodesh? They made a gezerah in Eretz Yisrael, only in Eretz Yisrael, that we're going to fast for the next 5 Monday and Thursdays. And guess what? Thursday number four, whatever it is Rosh Chodesh. So being that it was made by a Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, and they started out the Heter, they have no choice, everyone has to fast even on Rosh Chodesh. So what do? Do you say Hallel? Think about it, it's a fast day. So do you say Hallel? Do you, what do you lane? You're supposed to lane today's laning. Tomit, Rosh Chodeshechem. But it's a Tainus. Tainus you lane, Vayichal. What do? Big problem. The regular kriya for Rosh Chodesh, the Tomid and Uviyom HaShabbos of Rosh Chodeshechem. Uvitzilas Mincha, the Tzvil of Mincha, that's when Yikru you will lay in Esakriya Shal Tainis Sibur Vayachal Moshe. Uvimishaburisham Kosav, Shabidyevidim Korabishachris Esakriya Shal Tainis Sibur, that Bidyev you made a mistake. And you lay in the morning, the Kriya Satara of the Tainis Vayachal Moshe, it's okay. You don't have to take out another Sefer Torah to lay in the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. Ein Machazir Noise Sheyeshtos Mechal Yushalmish, Sovish Ashtar Hatkila Zuya Kriya, Shekarm Bishim Sanab Shchosh, and Yushalmish Mashma, and the Hatkila. Now that's the kriya that l'chatchil when you fast on Rosh Chodesh, even on Rosh Chodesh, that's the kriya that you shleim vayichal Moshe. You do not take another Sefer Torah. Next, ulinyan amiras halal. What about saying halal? Kishem sanav Rosh Chodesh kosa kafachayim b'shem aritva shabayifin ze einum halal. You don't say halal. Isn't that amazing? You don't say halal. You don't say not maybe. It could be. It's saying if you're the special slichos that are set aside for this type of tainus, maybe. But you don't say halal. It's a contradiction to what you're doing by fasting. Omnam b'sharat tziyon l'kamon kosav shalohevi din ze kevin shkola poiskim kosav she'in p'mein mafsikin as a tainus rosh chodesh u'masanim boi v'saim shemotza shagam ha'maimer mordechai kosav she'in l'kei. That's a separate thing. Let's leave that number 6 out. I'll just say something interesting that you know, what do you do on Yom Ha'atzma'ot? Okay, so it's a very touchy, controversial topic. What do they do here? They say hal here in the shul?
Yeah.
They say halo? Without a bracha. Do they say tachnun?
No.
They don't say tachnun. Okay, so now what happens when it's the let me ask you in general, do you say bahab?
No.
Generally.
We bench bahab on Shabbos, but we don't say.
You bench bahab, but you don't say the slichos. Okay, so someone told me, I don't know this firsthand, so I'm just saying is just maybe it's not true, but in YU, when Rav David Lifshitz Zecher Tzadik Levracha was alive, and he led the minyan, I don't know how the minyanim they work, and it happens occasionally that Yom Ha'atzmaut is Bahab, and Yeshiva University they observe Yom Ha'atzmaut and they say Halal. I assume without a bracha. I don't know the various customs in Yeshiva University, but they very machmir to say Bahab. Now I don't know about Tachlan, so I don't know how this plays with Tachlan. But he did, Rav David Lifshitz, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, did both. Not a stira. He did both. After Shachar, and also, I don't know when he said Halal. There are different minhagim. Some will say Halal a part of davening, and some will say Halal after davening is over entirely. And so, but he did both. He did, that's what I was told. He said, so it's not a stira, it's Bahab, and it's Yom Ha'atzmaut, so we'll say Halal, and we'll say Bahab, the Slichas for Bahab. Over here, it's very interesting that we just read here in this note number 5, the Kaf HaChayim, that if you're going to fast on Rosh Chodesh, okay, Rosh Chodesh is a real holiday. I mean, it's more of a holiday. I mean, it's a holiday. Well, you say challah with a bracha. Chatzi challah with a bracha. What? You have kabanos. And you say chatzi challah, which is only a minog. It's a minog to say chatzi challah like today. Chatzi challah. You don't say a full challah. It's not a full-fledged holiday. So he says if you're fasting, because you're supposed to fast in a permissible fashion, because you started a series of fasts beheter, and today you're going to fast, and you're going to lay in vayachal by mincha at least, you don't say halal. Halal is a contradiction to what you're doing. Bahab is a fast day. When you make the mishaberach, the nuskh, the mishaberach is to fast, and the slichos. So, I'm not Chas Hashem saying that Avdov Lifshitz is first of all, the different opinions. You can always have a different opinion, but it's interesting. You see here. This issue comes up. There's a precedent for this question. On Yom Ha'atzmaut is Bahab, and there's a conflict, and you want to observe, and you are from those communities that do want to. There are Rabbanim who tell us to say halal in some form on Rosh on Yom Ha'atzmaut, but it's also Bahab. So which one goes? So you do have a precedent that when you fast on Rosh Chodesh, you don't say halal.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That
means if you do say halal, you're not going to say Bahab. Or if you're going to say Bahab, you're not going to observe. We'll observe Atzmaut next year. This year we'll observe Bahab.
Yes, it's not my rebbe. You say
hallelujah,
and he
said,
"Lola."
No, he said,
"Which hallelujah?"
All right, yeah, all right. Yeah, Lola. A bunch of jokes, but I may have missed something there. But what does he say if you had a series of fasts and it came into Hanukkah?
Same thing.
Same
you
thing.
Fast on Hanukkah.
But he doesn't say this comment about hallel for Hanukkah. I would think
the Kafa Chaim.
I would think that on Hanukkah he would say hallel because it's one of the. The 21 days of the year.
It's Halal Sholem.
Sholem. Opposed to Rosh Chodesh, which is.
And Atzmaut. Anyone who says Halal Atzmaut, I don't know all the customs, but they say Halal Sholem.
Over here, Rabbi Shulman recently instituted that we should say half Halal.
Oh, okay.
No, but that's all complicated.
It is very complicated. And there are many, many opinions. I'm just coming to bring out an interesting precedent.
Right.
Conflict.
Right.
Conflict of fasting and halal on the same day. How could it never happen? It happens. Look, Shulchan Aruch happens.
There would be a difference between Hanukkah and Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah. On the Kaf HaChayim, you have to know Kaf HaChayim is one opinion. I'm not have to say Kaf HaChayim. We don't come to the mashu of the greatest of the Kaf HaChayim. But in halacha, but you just do see from the Kaf HaChayim such a concept that it is a contradiction to do both. Others, obviously, it's not necessarily a contradiction. You focus on this issue, you focus on that issue, and then you get into Hal Sholem, Chatzi Hal, Bracha, Nada Bracha. This is the nature of this holiday, nature of that holiday, nature of this time, is that time. So I just want to bring out this point. Yeah. Okay, any issues? Okay, so we'll stop here. Let's take a break.